You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
How many times has someone you love, a friend, a sister, a brother, a family member, a co-worker, have they given you advice about a difficult relationship or a difficult situation you found yourself in and you were venting and needed connection to talk and just get these feelings out? But they gave you advice that maybe to your head sounded logical, but to your heart was like, I don't know. Have you ever found yourself in a friendship where you took your friend's advice and applied it to the specific relationship at hand or the situation at hand, and you did not like the outcome? And then you found yourself absorbing the natural consequences of a decision you made based off of somebody else who you thought really knew you, but these consequences don't feel good, and this outcome doesn't feel like the one you wanted. And how many times have we known a friend who's like, well, they will dish out all the advice, but they will never take their own advice? Or how many times have I told that friend, don't do this, or this is you, try this, be true to you, but they just won't do it? And we love them, and maybe we get frustrated thinking, are they not listening to me? Do they not value what I have to say? What is going on here? Well, the true test of compatibility in a chart is your moon sign. The true way to speak to someone's soul, to help them emotionally heal from something, is by knowing their moon sign. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host, your astrologer, Stephanie Powers. And today, we are talking about the sign of our birth chart that I deem most important. Yes, taking precedence over the sun. It was the first thing that I ever got tattooed on my perfect little body, my Scorpio moon. Also, you guys realize, right, that I wrote an entire book on your moon sign and how to work with the moon's transits. Did you guys know that? It's called It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon by Stephanie Powers. It's all over Amazon. Why don't you have your copy? It's really fascinating. So it's a part book, part journal. The first half of the book is me teaching you what the moon means. I go through the moon through each of the 12 zodiac signs. I go through what it means through each of the 12 houses. And then I take you on a self-guided journey through 30-day cycles of the moon. The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. That's pretty quick in the grand scheme of things. And if you are someone with heavy Cancer placements, that's just a sign ruled by the moon, you poor things, people probably think you are so moody. People might think you have bipolar disorder. People just might think you got to get grip on your emotions, but you don't realize you are being swayed and pushed and pulled by the moon changing signs every 2.5 days. It feels like a never-ending menstrual cycle. And so it's really important to understand the moon's transits if you have Cancerian or fourth house placements. But for everyone, how much are we all affected by the moon? The full moon, the new moon, we love it. We can't get enough. The sun sign is the ego, the head, the personality of the chart. The moon is your inner world. This is the character, the side of you that only your boyfriend knows, your girlfriend knows, your husband, your wife, your best friend who's known you longer than anybody. This is the side of you that only they get to see. A lot of people feel unseen by their parents because their parents don't know their true inner world. They just get to see their ego, their sun sign. And so as an astrologer, it drives me nuts and breaks my heart to see people struggle with parenting children, thinking that, well, I got an Aries sun, I just need to let him scream and let it out. It's like, well, no, what if he has a Pisces moon? They're going to be so different. It drives me nuts when people compare compatibility. I'm a Gemini, he's a Scorpio. That is a recipe for disaster. But what if you both have Leo moons? You guys could be each other's best friends. Have you ever met a fire sign like a Leo, Sagittarius, or an Aries, but they are the most introverted, quiet people that you've ever met, and you're like, you sure your birthday's right? Check their moon. Check their moon sign. I can't tell you how many Leos I get saying, okay, I know we roll partying and having fun and big hair and makeup, but I don't wear makeup. I don't do anything to my hair, and I would never be caught dead at a house party. I want to stay home. And I'm like, all right, let me see the fourth house stellium. Let me see all the Cancer and the Pisces placements that drown out your fire sign, okay? But the moon represents our inner world and our emotions. Is this game of life, of being a human, not completely, does it not start and end with how we feel, our emotions? What do I feel like doing? Who do I have this emotional attraction and pull to? And who do my emotions, my emotional body tell me, get away and stay away from? It's all about the emotions. Oh my gosh, of course, we need our ego. We need our personality. But in my readings, I give you guys identity crisis when I tell you, hey, if you're going through your Saturn return, if you're in your late 20s, you are in this initiation phase into adulthood or into your rising sign. You're stepping into your rising sign, leaving your sun sign behind. Let's break it down logically like this. When you're born, you are fresh. Welcome to the world. You don't have preferences. You don't have taste. I know this is you can argue this point. Some kids are literally born being obsessed with playing with a stethoscope and playing operation, and they literally become doctors. So to make things basic, think about this. You are born and you have no preferences, likes, dislikes. You have no ego. You are just a child, young, wild, and free. And the whole world is your playground. Everybody is nice and kind. Bad things don't exist. Terrorizing things doesn't exist. The world is good. You're a soul. You're pure. But then you learn very quickly in your formative years, and then you learn very, very quickly in your teenage years, and you continue the lesson throughout your 20s. You are developing your ego. You're developing your sun sign. What do I like? What do I not like? Who do I like? Who do I not care for? What lights me up? What just passes me by and I have zero interest in it? You're developing your ego, and we need that. Ego protects us. Ego makes us a character that can differentiate ourselves from everyone else. It's a beautiful thing. But once you turn 30, you complete your Saturn return. In astrology, you are officially an adult. You step into your rising sign, your highest self. You no longer need your ego to be developed. You are an adult. By the time we reach our 30s, we are pretty darn set in our ways, yeah? We have a pretty good idea of what we like, what we don't. Of course, it can still be mutable throughout the years. We should always change and evolve. But for the most part, you're set. You're an adult. You are who you are. And you step into your rising sign. The rising sign can be said as like the sunrise coming over your birth chart. And we call this your soul's promise. And in order to drive into that sunrise and fulfill it, just let that glow engulf you, you need a vehicle. Your sun sign is your vehicle. If you're a Sagittarius, you probably got subwoofers in the back. If you're a Pisces, it's probably an old vintage car. If you're a Libra, it's probably something luxurious and beautiful. Same with you, Taurus, something comfortable like a Cadillac. If you're an Aries, it's probably a sports car more a motorcycle. Your moon sign is the emotional baggage in the trunk. It's what you've got to let go in order to reach your soul's promise. Another analogy for the sun, moon, and the rising is, say I'm walking down the street. It's beautiful, sunny, and 75, summer day. I see you walking across the street, and you're reading an astrology book. And I'm like, hey, I'm an astrologer. I'm going to go say hi. So I shout across the way, and I'm like, wow, that looks like a Pisces. They're just reading. They're kind of in their own world. I walk over, and I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Steph. And I reach my hand out for a handshake. And the person I thought was a Pisces, so soft and sweet, shakes my hand firm. I mean, they have a warm, hot hand, and it's a firm handshake. And they look me right in the eye with confidence. And I'm like, whoa, when's your birthday? And they're like, oh, March 23rd. I'm an Aries. I'm like, oh, whoa, okay, I was close. And they say, I'm an Aries with Aquarius moon and a Pisces rising. I'm like, oh, okay. So I saw your rising. You dress and walk like a Pisces, but when I get to know you, I shake your hand and feel your personality. You are fire. And then I see your astrology book and you invite me back to your house that's covered in crystals and plants and cats and astrology, everything. There's your Aquarius moon. How you decorate your home, what your home feels like, is your moon sign. So this is why it is oh so important to understand the moon when you're giving relationship advice, when you're giving life advice, when shit hits the fan and we get pushed against the wall, what do you do in reaction? If somebody pushes you up against the wall, how are you going to react? If you're a fire moon, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, you're probably going to push back and say, bitch, you thought. You're probably going to yell and say, I don't think so. If you're an earth moon, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, you're probably going to go, excuse me, highly inappropriate. Let's go sit down like adults and talk about this. You do not do that. You're probably setting all these boundaries. If you're an air moon, a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, you're probably going to go, no. Hey, you're really upset right now. And I can tell that it's a direct correlation to how you were treated as a child. Let's go sit down and have a conversation about this and talk this out. If you're a water moon, Scorpio, Cancer, Pisces, you're probably going to cry or you're going to feel like, I'm never going to forget this moment for the rest of my life. This person is abusive. I feel so overwhelmed with emotions. I don't want to say or do anything I will regret, but boy, I'm just overtaken with emotion. It's pouring out of me. So how someone's moon sign is in their birth chart is how you should give them advice. Let's say you have a Gemini friend with a Scorpio moon. You want to tell your Gemini friend, hey, you're a very bubbly, sociable person. You're dating someone who's more of a homebody and quiet and really serious. That doesn't seem like you. But what they don't realize is that's a Gemini's inner world. If their moon's in Scorpio, they crave someone who is serious and loyal and calm. That is what their heart needs to be fulfilled. The moon sign represents what we need when life is just anxious, when it feels turned upside down and we feel like everything's going backwards. Okay, circle back to your moon. This is what you need to feel okay again. This is what you need to feel better. And so when we are giving advice to our friends, our family, our children, oh, parenting children, parent hack, if you know their moon sign, you can really make the parenting process much more seamless for the inevitable temper tantrums or the big emotions they're quickly discovering as they age. But for the sake of this show, I want to talk about when we give our loved ones advice. Try not to give it based off of their sun sign. Really get to know their moon sign. And a little astrology hack again. You can get someone's moon sign usually without their time of birth. Because the moon changes signs every 2.5 days, normally, like the sun, you can get the correct moon sign if you just put noon, or if they're born in the morning, throw a time in there. It's usually correct. If the moon is between 0 and 5 degrees or 25 and 29 degrees, they may be on the cusp of a different moon sign, so it could be omitted. But for the most part, you can see someone's moon sign. Oh, when people are dating, I'm like, don't look at your sun signs. You don't want your ego mate, do you? Are you looking for your fellow ego mate? That's more like friendships. Or are you looking for your soulmate? If you're looking for love, an intimate, deeply intimate connection of a soul bond that stands the test of time with someone, you want to look at your moon sign. So let's go down the list. We're going to talk about water moons, air moons, earth moons, and fire moons. So listen up for your moon sign and listen up. Get a list. Hit pause here and get a list of all the people you love in your circle, what their moon signs are, so you can realize how best to give them advice, right? Like the Gemini Scorpio example. If someone has a Scorpio moon, it doesn't matter if they have the most sociable, wild sun sign. You need to be very calm. Hold secrets with them. Understand that they are loyal to a fault, to people, to friends, to places, and they need you to give them advice and encourage them to go back into their power rather than tell them the usual Gemini, just let it go. There's so many other fish in the sea. You can do it. Just come on. Let's go out and find somebody new. Oh, no, that's not hitting their heart. That's not what their soul needs to hear. So let's just go quickly down and remember, as always, with these astrology things, there is so much more. We're not even going to talk about the house, the area of life that your heart needs to be balanced in order to feel safe, no matter the sign your moon is in, okay? So there's so much more to a chart than just what I'm about to explain. This is just layman's terms to kind of give you an introductory feel into the moon sign. Cannot suggest more to invest in a birth chart reading with me or another astrologer you trust. For me, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and click on birth chart readings, and I would love to see you and focus on that moon. And again, you can buy my book, It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon, on Amazon. Come learn about the moon's transits. It's so cool to see how different moon transits affect you in different ways. I loved sharing my personal journey through the moon cycle. I think I struggled with Aries moons. I struggled with Libra moons. But the moon signs I loved were Sagittarius, Capricorn. Aquarius moons are always when the ideas flow. It's fun. It's a really cool thing. And I think it's on sale for like $9.99. So go check it out. And of course, if you guys want a signed copy where I love to handwrite you a little love note, you can purchase a autographed signed copy from me on lightworkers-lounge.com. Right next to birth chart readings, you'll click on It's Just a Phase Moon Journal. All right. In a lot of the episodes, I always kick off with Aries since they are sign number one. But you know what? We're going to go backwards. Pisces moons, I see you. I see you, Pisces moons. We're going to work our way backwards. When someone has a Pisces moon, their dream world figures into how they process feelings and emotions. If you have a friend with a Pisces moon, please randomly text them, hey, have you had any wild dreams lately? Any like symbolism reoccurring in your dreams? What's been going on? If someone has a Pisces moon, they are so highly sensitive. Their body responds to their instincts and they need alone time. They require alone time. Now, these are mutable water signs. So if someone has a Pisces moon, you need to know that in the morning, they may feel like their life is over and they are so depressed. But by lunchtime, they could feel high as a kite and way more optimistic than they were. And this can really put you on a, woo, what are we doing? Wow, we're mutating through emotions quite fast here. But these are people who need a safe space to talk about emotions. They are homebodies. They are artists, right? If you really want to help out a Pisces moon loved one, less words, more action. Show up with baked goods or show up with a grocery bag full of the things you'll use to make something with them. Go take them to a sip and wine and art class, right? Create something with them. Go film a funny TikTok with them. That is how you heal a Pisces water moon. Ooh, that's a fun one. Aquarius moon. This is an air sign moon. These people are strongly intuitive and sometimes cut off from their personal feelings. An Aquarius moon person is someone who can talk about how they feel more than they actually feel it. So if you have an Aquarius moon loved one, ask them to process out loud. Yes, you may have to pull things out of them and tell them like, hey, we don't have to come up with a solution to an issue, but we can just talk about it and vent about it. And if you have an Aquarius moon loved one, I would continuously ask like, okay, we talked about it, but how do you feel? Like just throw out a color. What color do you feel about this certain thing? It's very important for them to feel safe to share how they feel. And a lot of Aquarius moons struggle to even put words to how they feel. And so a professional therapist or psychologist to get them to realize that there are definitions and words that you can apply to how you feel is really important here. All right, we are moving to a Capricorn moon. Ooh, a Capricorn moon, their career has an impact on them emotionally. Their father, whether he is absent or not, usually plays a very big role in their relationships, especially. This is usually someone that doesn't like to talk about emotions, or if they do, they're like, oh, whatever, it's stupid, it's no big deal, I'll get over it. If you have a Capricorn moon friend, tell them it's okay to not get over it. It's okay to take a day off of work to feel this grief, to process these feelings. You cannot be so productive that these feelings are going to go away. They will always come back, Capricorn moon. These are very reasonable, logical people. And a lot of people depend on Capricorn moons because they're so solid and stable, and they get used to this, and it kind of makes them feel good emotionally to be the one caretaking. And lending out money is a huge one for Capricorn moons. They usually make a lot of money because they work their way up the ladder of success, but they love to give it away. They love to give it away, whether it's investing in a friend or letting a friend borrow it. Give your Capricorn friend cash. Just hand them a $20 bill or buy them something. Buy them like grocery. Oh, that's a lot of money. Buy them dinner or something and show them, hey, other people can pay for you too. Buy their product or service full price, right? If they're creative, say, hey, if you draw me something, I'll pay you for it. This is their love language. Pay attention to their feelings as a practice, right? They love when they're like, oh, somebody else cares about me. Somebody else will parent me. This is amazing. Let's see. The next one will be a Sagittarius moon. You guys are so lucky with this one. The moon in Sagittarius is an emotional optimist. These are my people who seek the spiritual when they are upset. It's a really cool fire sign moon to have. And fire moons always are one of the most psychic placements to have because they get instant, like a hot lightning bolt, downloads about things. And Sagittarius is the optimist of the zodiac. So when the moon is in this sign, sometimes their emotions are exaggerated. Sag moons, watch your tempers, okay? Ride a bike, move the thighs, stair stepper to get the emotions out of those centaur thighs. Cannot suggest that enough. But this can be someone with a temper, with their emotions getting too big. But one thing these guys always know is there will be a new sunrise. If you've got a Sagittarius moon friend and you find them down in the dumps about something, book a hotel. You can get a Hilton or a Marriott for $90 somewhere random that you never think to go to. Be like, hey, I booked us a place. Or even if you can't book an overnight stay, just be like, hey, hop in the car. We're going to go a town over and go buy something at a grocery that we've never been to just because. A change of scenery is the most potent medicine for Sagittarius moons. Pull them, pluck them out of their daily routine and show them something new. Switch it up. They'll love it. All right, Scorpios. Oh, we've got the second water sign, the most intense of them all. Scorpio moons, where to begin about us? Scorpio moons tend to be very secretive. And these are people who are unafraid of the dark side of humans because they've seen it. They've been it. They've seen it. They have immersed themselves in it. These are people who need alone time much more than the average person. And Scorpio moons are going to be people who keep secrets. If you have a Scorpio moon friend, you feel it. You're like, you're not telling me everything. There's something I don't know. Don't try and probe it out of them. Don't try and pick it out of them. If they tell you everything, oh my gosh, take that as the highest honor. But these are people who are also extremely loyal to people. I mean, they pledge their allegiance, especially if there are some dark things that this person survived with someone, went through with someone, they will be loyal to a fault. And sometimes this is beautiful. It gets them really long-term, long-lasting relationships. Other times, it's hard to watch a Scorpio moon friend stay friends with someone very toxic, stay in a relationship that's very toxic. And it can be very frustrating and sad sometimes. But one thing you have to remember with a Scorpio moon friend is to just remind them of their power. Just remind them of how strong they are. Remind them of the things in the past that they have gotten through. Remind them that they can handle anything. And remind them that even the scariest of changes always have a happy ending. You'll never be stuck in the darkness of change, of transformation forever. There will always be another sunrise. So Scorpio moons, get you a Sagittarius moon friend, please. Okay, the next moon sign is Libra. A Libra moon seeks balance and needs to talk about how they feel. These are people who need a safe, balanced home life. They need a partner or a friend or family members who will talk about things with them in a very neutral, peaceful manner. It is oh so important, but they need you to be gentle, much opposite of their Scorpio moons. These people are not used to the dark side, and boy, it'll wreck a Libra moon when there is disharmony in relationships, even when it's not even involving them. When they see maybe they have a best friend and they love the person they're dating, and when they're fighting, they feel so sad for both people. These are people who love to play devil's advocate and help their friends and family get out of things by saying, okay, well, this is the role that that person's playing, but this is the role you're playing, so how can we fix this together? It's a very sweet moon sign to have. But again, these are people who love love. So if you've got a friend that's got like a Pisces moon or a Libra moon, maybe even a Taurus moon, all these Venusian planets, let them be in love. They are normally not someone who is good at being single. They kind of came here in order to develop their moon and their relationships, their emotions. They came here to be in a lot of relationships too. You know, Libra is the sign that rules seeing themselves through the other. And you guys hear that metaphor. Everyone you meet and find a relationship with is a mirror. They're a mirror for you to show you the good parts of yourself and the parts you don't really like. These are Libra suns, Libra moons, Libra risings. Whole lesson is looking in that mirror in the other self, in the other person, and seeing oneself. So Libra moons, let them date, let them fall in love and break up, let them cheat and get cheated on, let them go through these things, but again, bring peace to their life, bring them flowers from Trader Joe's, help them tidy up their house when they're feeling upset, bring them shopping and buy them something that makes them feel lovely. This is how you heal a Libra moon. Virgo moons, these are people who are very drawn to their health. They need to look good. They need to feel good. They need to look clean, perfect, proper, right? They love health. And a lot of Virgo moons love to study spirituality, especially if it involves health, like Reiki therapy, breath work. They sometimes have an attraction to feminine energy, like relationships and women. Virgo is the virgin. It loves the study of women and how they operate and how they work. It's also animals. These are people. Virgo moons typically have a lot of animals that, you know, it's like that story where people are like, this dog doesn't like anyone, but it loves the Virgo moon person. And a Virgo moon is someone who needs to pay attention to their feelings as a practice, right? They need to understand that they can be the receiver of advice and emotions, love, affection, not just the giver. Similar to Capricorn, a Virgo moon is someone who loves to give, 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 take care of everybody else, lend money to people. This is another one that like you need, I got you, here you go. But a Virgo moon is typically one of the most common placements for people whose minds just can't turn off. Meditation is key. If you have a Virgo moon friend, this is what I would do. Or a Virgo moon child, I would dump out Skittles or some healthy organic candy and say, okay, Virgo moon, color categorize these. Put all the red ones in this jar, put all the green ones in that jar. Something where they can use their mind to bring order to chaos. If I had a Virgo moon bestie, I'd be like, okay, you are stressing. You can't make this decision. You don't know what to do. You've run into an issue with love or career. I'd say, all right, meet me at the park. We're going for a walk. We're going to move our body and talk it out. Oh God, this is a Virgo moon's kryptonite. We're healthy. We're exercising. We're drinking water. We're sweating and releasing toxins, both physically and emotionally. And Virgo moons and Geminis too, we'll get to y'all. You guys don't meditate by sitting and practicing breath work. Now, of course, if there's more to your chart, you can. But I find a lot of them reach that state of meditation by moving the body while talking it out or listening to someone who's very calm, a guided meditation while folding laundry, listening to a podcast while doing dishes. This is where Virgo and Gemini moons reach their meditative state. So if you have a Virgo moon friend, please remind them to put their mask on first, their oxygen mask on first, and do something for them. Show up at their house and do a chore. Fold their laundry. Don't ask them. Don't say, I'm coming over to do your laundry, because they ain't going to let you. They're going to say, get out of my house. It's a mess. I don't want you to see it. And also, no, I'll take care of it. You got to really push them to help take care of them and force them to receive. I love a Virgo moon. So we are moving on to a Leo moon. Oh, Leo moons, just admit it. You can be dramatic and really need a lot of attention. Very psychic placement. Again, instant downloads. But what does a lion do when they're pissed? Have you guys ever watched a nature documentary of two lions fighting? My God, it is terrifying. We went to a nature reserve outside of Colorado, Denver, Colorado, this summer, and to see wild lions, my gosh, just have them walk up to you while they're, this is a nature reserve, so they're enclosed, but they've got miles and acres of land to roam around, and so it appears that they're in the wild, and just, wow, as an astrologer studying all, you know, the symbols, the horse for Sagittarius, the fish for Pisces, the lions for Leo, it was just amazing. I mean, we saw tigers and bears and some other really cool animals, but towards the very end of the tour where we got to see the lions in the wild, it just, they were the only one I didn't get a photo of because I was just too blown away and mesmerized to stare. And don't we all know a Leo sun, moon, or rising that just captures your attention with either their beauty or their charm or how hilarious and fun they are that we just can't look away? Leo moon. These are people who love drama, who find themselves in drama. And so if you have a Leo moon friend, sometimes you need to tell them, hey, honey, what is the solution? We're not going to spend an hour talking about somebody else's shit. I know it's fun. It's addictive, right? But what do you think is the solution here? And is this really a good productivity of our time? Are we really getting something good out of this? This is what we have to remind Leo moons, because these guys are extremely creative. Leo rules being creative and they're really fun, but sometimes they can really steer that energy towards negativity, the drama, the fights, the fires, other people's drama and fights and fires. They've got to learn to turn that fire in them into creation, into creating things, into bringing more fun and light into other people's lives rather than drama. So if you've got a Leo moon friend, I would just be like, okay, we're going to go dancing. We're going to go to a fun like hip hop workout class. We're going to go do something fun. We're going to go tap into our inner child. I'm going to take you to a park and we're going to swing. We're just going to swing and we're going to talk about happy things. Get them to laugh. Bring them to a tiki bar. Bring them somewhere where there's music, good times, good vibes, and they will just feel so much better. Cancer moon. Ooh, a Cancer moon. I dedicated my moon journal to a friend with a Cancer moon. This is someone ruled by the moon. So if you have a Cancer moon, your emotions are quite literally switching signs like a gear every 2 to 2.5 days. You are highly influenced by the moon's transit. So I cannot recommend you study the moon more than I will always on this podcast, because you are very affected by the moon moving through the signs. Your family usually has a very large influence on what you do. So if someone you know has a Cancer moon, and they probably have a lot of issues with their family, a lot of the things they talk and vent about probably has to do with family dynamics, be it the family they created or the family they come from. That's probably the foundation and the basis of the things that upset them. And so never encourage them to break free from their family, unless, of course, it is a necessity. Try and encourage them to not play the victim. Try and encourage them like, hey, that is not fair that that happened to you. That is sad. And I am so sorry. But you are strong. You are a cardinal water sign. You came here to master the art of emotions. And so similar to their cousin water sign Scorpio moons, remind these people of their power. And when they are upset, they just need nurturing. They need mothering. They need you to make a warm homemade meal and get their fuzziest blanket out of the dryer and curl them up in it and sit at home with them and watch a corny movie that invokes emotion in you and eat their favorite food and just be motherly. Hold them when they're crying or when they're upset. Less words and just hold them. Right? A Scorpio moon, a water moon. Just put them in their own space. Give them privacy to self-soothe their emotions. They'll come back stronger than ever. A Cancer moon, don't give them privacy. Bring them in. Pull them in. Hold them. And no words are needed. When they feel loving, warm touch, that they really feel it. And it just embraces their soul. And they will calm down immediately. Oof, yum. Gemini. I get the numbers mixed up. The next sign is Gemini, the last of the air sign. A Gemini moon is usually someone who's going to write. This is someone who's going to write, blog, podcast, and they need others to reflect their feelings, right? A Gemini moon is someone who I need to come to and vent about something and we better be on my side and say, yeah, that does suck, or yeah, that is crazy. But okay, now that we're done getting it out, blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about solutions. Let's write this down. I mean, literally, you want to work with a Gemini moon person, write down, okay, like you're a journalist interviewing them, like, okay, this is the issue. What else? And what else? And write it down. And then similar to the Virgo moon, go for a walk. Move the body with these people. They need to move all their nervous Gemini energy out. Once you have walked till you can't walk no more, go sit down and then pull up that piece of paper where you wrote down everything and say, okay, remember when you said this? What do you think now? Remember when you said it had to do with that? Well, what do you think now? Tuck, tuck, tuck. These are my people. And a really great exercise for Gemini moons or Libra or Aquarius moons is write a letter, write an email to someone you really want to resolve something with that you just can't let it go, but you wish there was peace, you wish there was forgiveness. Write a letter or an email. Put their name, their email address, put it right up in the top and write it out. I mean, get it out. You could choose to send it or you can choose to not. A lot of people choose not. But just the act of feeling safe to write it out and speak it out and get it out of your system really helps an air sign, especially Gemini moon, feel like, ah, I got it out. I released it. I feel better. So it's so important to let a Gemini moon talk about their feelings. Even if you're listening going, this is so irrational, don't they see it? Let them go. Let them release. Let them do it. It's what they came here to do. If your moon is in Taurus, this is where the moon is happiest, in that Venusian soft sign of Taurus. Your emotional realm seeks stability and grounding energy. These are people who need nature. Ooh, a Taurus moon is not someone who's hard to impress, although they need money. Money can be one of the greatest sources of emotional distress in this person. A Taurus moon needs to know that all of their basic necessities are met. Do I have shelter? Do I have food? Do I have nice things? All right, don't get it twisted. The Taurus moon loves luxury. They love the finer things in life. These are people who, no matter how much money they have, they will want to invest in something that costs a lot, but use it forever, for years and years and years, rather than buy something cheap and on sale and have to replace it a year later. Not a Taurus moon. A Taurus moon is also someone who, like a Scorpio, their sister sign, struggles to let go, struggles to accept, and struggles to change. When these guys are emotionally locked into someone or emotionally set on something, it is very difficult to get them to change. So similar to the Scorpio moon, if you've got a loved one with a Taurus moon, do not push them to change. Do not say, well, you just need to leave the relationship. I don't know what else to tell you. You just need to leave the job and just find a new one. It's stressing you out too much. That's not what they need to hear at all. You need to, again, remind them that they will always be financially taken care of, that they will never go without. Ask them, hey, when is the last time you lived on the streets and you really struggled and had no food to eat for weeks? When was that? Okay, so we know we're going to be okay, and push them in their power through finances, money, material items. Let them know that money comes, money goes, that we cannot earn more money if we don't spend more money. It's all just a part of life. But remind them that their basic necessities, the structure of their life, will always be okay. And caution on pushing them to let go of someone or something. They need to do that on their own time. Just be there for them. Love them through it. These are my people who are like, let's go get takeout and sit at the park, out in nature, or in the back patio. These are my people who love that, and their feelings will be much better. Okay, all right. Aries, are y'all mad at me? I made you go last. I kind of like this. Aries, you are last but not least. Your emotional body is right on your sleeve if you've got an Aries moon. Nobody has to guess how an Aries moon feels because they cannot hide it, no matter how hard they try. If they're pissed, their face and their eyes are red. If they don't like you, they cannot resist scrunching up their face in your presence. If they love you, whoo, they will pledge their allegiance and loyalty and love you hardcore, and you will know it. But an Aries moon, of course, needs to watch out for the freaking out, for the outlandish remarks of anger. Anger is something you need to make friends with and really study, Aries moons, so you learn how to use it appropriately. Channeling anger into a purpose, into a passion project, can make you number one in that thing. So that is something. It's very important for Aries moons to be able to say that they're sorry after they explode. Yeah. And it's important for you to say what everyone around you is too afraid to say. So if someone you love has an Aries moon, they want more than a Sagittarius moon. They want the truth. They want to hear it straight. These are the people you can tell, hey, leave that relationship. It's killing you. Hey, fuck that job. Get out of there. You don't belong there anymore. They'll be like, you think so? All right, let's do this. Remind them of their power. Remind them of their independence. Remind them how bold and brave they've been in the past and how they can always tap back into that fire. Push these people always. If you know someone with an Aries moon, push them and remind them to remember who they are before the titles they were given. Daughter, before they were a mother, before they were a caretaker, before they were a teacher, a nurse. Remind them who they are. When you strip away all those things, if you've known this person for a long time and you knew them before they had kids or got married or fell into a career, remind them, go do things that they used to do before they had all those big responsibilities, and you will watch your Aries moon loved one light right back up. All right. That's all I got on the moon. Remember, if you want to help someone you love, a friend, a loved one, looking at compatibility, if you're looking for new friends, always look at the moon. Always look at the moon. I love to see water moons attracted to each other, but water moons and earth moons go really good together too. Fire moons, whew, you get them all in a room. It is hot. It is wild. But fire moons and air moons, what does fire and air do? Well, heat makes air rise, and air fans the flame of fire and makes it big. So there's beautiful compatibility there too. Book a birth chart reading. If you'd like to dive into the compatibility of you and someone you love, composite readings are what they're called, and they are so fun. They are my favorite. Almost gonna pin myself as the relationship astrologer. It's awesome to do. But if you want to get to know your own moon, check out what house it's in, check out any aspects, any planets conjuncting it, to dive even deeper into your emotional world and how we can help you bring balance to the big feelings that come up. Lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on birth chart readings, use your podcast listener discount code gratitude, and I'll see you on Zoom. All right, see you next episode. Bye.